Hello, hello. We are back and it is the new year and we are talking about all the things that come with it. Word of the year, resolutions, and some of the downsides. And I'm going to fill you in on some big and exciting changes that I've got going on for you.
I'm Cameron. I spent years building my career and creating a life I loved. And when my Prince Charming finally showed up, he had four kids in tow. Fast forward through lots of mistakes made and lessons learned, stepfamily life was much more complicated than I realized. If you're looking for help with blended family life, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Stepmom Diaries, where we keep it real as we dish about all the things. This is your weekly dose of blended family inspiration and encouragement. You're not the wicked stepmother, so let me help you find your fairy tale ending. Come on, let's do this.
Welcome, welcome. It's the holiday season, or actually just right after the holiday season. How are we feeling? Are we overwhelmed, tired, all of the above? I don't know about you, but the holidays are kind of my favorite time of year, except for, of course, football season, obviously. Go Gamecocks, hook 'em horns. But seriously, I love hearing Mariah Carey around the holidays, getting the house decorated, jingle bells, decorating our tree, and I love ringing in the new year. I love thinking about all the things I'm going to accomplish and that feeling of a fresh start. I try not to look back too much. I do look at, you know, what I didn't do the year before, but I try not to be too hard on myself. I really love to look forward and set my resolutions and come up with my word of the year, which I will talk about in a couple of minutes. But before we get to that, I want to tell you about some really exciting things going on for stepmoms right now. If you're on my email list, or on the Step Family Magazine email list, or you follow us on social, you may already know this news, but I wanted to fill you in. This Custom Life, which is my business that has owned the Stepmom Diaries podcast, has officially merged with Step Family Magazine. I'm so excited about this. We have formed Step Family Solutions, which will be your one-stop shop for all the stepmom and stepfamily stuff. You can find me at stepfamilysolutions.com, and the new home for our show notes and everything else is there too. And for this episode, you can find all that at stepfamilysolutions.com/episode74. And of course, you can find me on social at stepfamilysolutions on all of them, Instagram, Facebook, and yes, finally TikTok. Go follow me over there. I'm trying to do more on TikTok. I was a late adopter and here we are. So what's part of Step Family Solutions? So obviously, this podcast, the Stepmom Diaries, Step Family Magazine, and we've got some great new pieces coming out. So I definitely would encourage you to go and check that out. Lots of great free resources. The Stepmom Summit, which will be coming up this spring. It'll be our fourth annual summit. I cannot even believe it, but we have some amazing things in store for that. And the Step Family Circle membership, which is the next thing that I wanted to talk to you a little bit about. The membership has been such a huge value for our members. We have had comments like one of our members said, "I appreciate you so much. Finding this site has been a blessing." One of our other members said, "I love getting a chance to talk to other stepmoms in real time on the coaching calls. It helps so much to know we're all going through similar experiences. I feel like we help each other while also getting the expert support from the coaches." We've had some amazing testimonials from our members about all the resources that we offer, and it's about to get even better. This month, I am unrolling a totally new customized membership site built just for our membership and a brand new custom app. We are getting off Mighty Networks and getting onto our own website and app, and it's going to make it so easy to get online and chat with the community away from social media, and our members are going to get a ton more resources too. courses, a private podcast feed, more coaching, meditations. There is going to be a ton in there. It is literally going to be your one-stop shop. We're kicking it off. I'm kicking off this sort of, it's not really a relaunch because it's all out there, but I'm kicking off all of this new stuff with a private just for members session with Dr. Patricia Papernow later this month. Dr. Papernow literally wrote the book on stepfamilies, and she is showing up just for the members of our group. And you can ask her questions. We're going to talk all about, you know, her book about stepfamilies and all about how she views, our roles and all of the things. And we've had a bunch of other experts in the membership, like Megan Hunter, Kristen Skiles, Katie Davies, Amelia Lane, a ton more. And when you join, you get access to all of those conversations. So if it sounds like something you're interested in, hit me up on social media, send me a DM with the word I want in, and I'll send you all the details. And I'll have more for you this month about all of that as we get closer to rolling out the new site and the new app. So let's talk about the new year. How many emails have you gotten in just the past week? How much have you seen on podcasts, in the news, on TV, talking about, you know, new year, new you, or asking what your resolution is, or your word of the year? I don't know about you, but I feel like I have been bombarded. So I want to get real about those for a minute, okay? Let's be honest about New Year's resolutions. When was the last time you got to the end of a year and looked back and said, I accomplished all of my resolutions? No, it just doesn't happen. Most of us have tossed those aside by February, and some of us have forgotten our word of the year by March. For the record, I do have a word of the year this year, which I'll explain in a second. I do a word every year and a few resolutions. And yeah, I don't always get there on the resolutions. But even if I don't even get close, I find that doing this exercise really helps me start the year with a positive mindset. And stepmoms, let's be honest, couldn't we all use a little bit more of a positive mindset, right? Things are crazy enough. Plus, just because things are hard to do or hard to stick with doesn't mean we shouldn't try. Maybe it means that we don't beat ourselves up as much if we don't get there, but it doesn't mean we shouldn't try. And maybe this whole exercise is committing to more than just a word or a resolution. Maybe it's looking for some actual meaningful change, right? Change that's realistic to hope for. Change that's realistic to work towards. I don't know, like a more calm and peaceful family life. All right, I know. You may be thinking, get real, Cameron. My stepfamily has too much crazy right now to be calm and peaceful. That is crazy. Or maybe you're thinking, come on, Cameron. You have no idea what I'm dealing with right now. This is impossible. Well, stepmom, I do know because I have been there too, right? I have dealt with kids who don't like you. I have dealt with a high conflict ex. I have dealt with a house that feels more like a shouting match, more like a verbal fight club than an actual home. But here's the thing. It gets better. I want you to remember that stepfamilies are not first families. They're not. And they should not be approached in the same way. It's really easy to try to fit that square peg in the round hole or vice versa, whatever. It's really easy to try and say that the things you would do to fix things in a first family would work in a step family, but you know what? They don't. And I want to just spend a minute on this. You know how, like, when your friends got married and had honeymoons, they didn't have to schedule their weddings or honeymoons around custody schedules. Their newlywed life was learning how to live together and get used to marriage. It was the traditional newlywed experience. I am guessing, as a stepmom, that yours was not like that. Am I right? Mine wasn't either. On our honeymoon, we fielded emails from my husband's ex. We scheduled our wedding and honeymoon around custody. And our first year of marriage, I'm just going to say it, it was the worst year we've had. My husband was in a work assignment that had him working literally around the clock, which put me in the position of being there with the kids on my own a lot. And while they liked me, they didn't know me all that well, and they sure as hell hadn't asked for me. And they were all at ages where things are just tough. And having one with special needs, that complicated things in a really big way. It was so hard. And throw in 5 rounds of IVF and hormones going haywire, right? It was insane. Honestly, that first year, I would not wish it on anyone. Do you feel the same way? Was your first year really difficult? I'm guessing it might have been. Did I know that I was marrying a man with kids? Of course I did. Was I in any way prepared for that year and how hard things would get? No chance. No way. And there's no way I could have been. There's nothing anyone could have told me that would have prepared me for the stuff that I was going to encounter that first year. But here's what I've noticed. Step family life is sort of the reverse of first family life, right? When you're in the first family and you have that honeymoon phase, and then you start having kids and things get a little bit harder and harder and harder. It's reverse in a step family, right? Over time, things get easier. As I realized the mistakes that I had made at first and continued to make for a little while, I'm not going to lie, as I realized them and learned how to fix them, as I got the skills, as I learned the skills to cope with all the things, life got easier. And I don't want to speak for Craig, but I think it did for him too. And now that we've been doing this for a while, it is so much better. Right about the time that first marriages are dealing with kids and crazy and things are getting really hard, second families get to let off the gas a little bit, right? Doesn't mean that the hard stuff doesn't continue to happen. It absolutely does. We still have complicated relationships with two of my stepkids. My husband and his ex-wife still have, you know, conflict in their relationship. I don't see that changing anytime soon. But we're at a point where we know how to deal with it in ways that preserve our sanity and our peace. And that is huge. Huge. It is no joke that there's a statistic that says it can take up to 7 years to blend a family. And that's true. And those first few years are really hard. But after that little bit, after that hard part, it gets better. It gets so good. And that is why I've made it my mission to help step families like mine and stepmoms like me. And, you know, probably like you too, I suspect. And that's why I'm here talking about the new year, to make sure that you know that peace in your step family life, getting some victory, even a little victory, getting some calm instead of chaos, it is achievable this year. And I'm here to help you get it. That's my mission. So let's start with a baby step. I want to circle back. Boy, that's some good New Year corporate speak right there. Let's circle back. Let's circle back to the word of the year, right? Have you thought about it? Have you come up with one? Or are you kind of like, it's already January and I didn't pick one, so I'm too late? Girl, it's not. Let's discuss. My word last year was level up, which I know is technically 2 words, but you know, whatever. So how did I do? Well, I think in my professional life, I did pretty well. I left my 23-year career. I quit my job, which doesn't sound like leveling up, but it is, because I quit to pursue helping you full time. So all my time is devoted to stepmoms and stepfamilies now. And on that journey, I was able to buy out my business partner and my friend and position this new company for some huge growth this year that I'm really, really excited about. So I think professionally, I did pretty well. There's always room for improvement, but I think I did level it up. Personally, I would say I hit some goals and I missed others, right? I did not do as well in the exercise department, if I'm being honest. I didn't do well at all, if I'm being real honest. But I'm going to carry through my goal there into this year, and I'm going to talk about that in a second. I did try to be more intentional with my time last year. I did try to level that up, but I'm going to carry that through to this year too, because as I transition into working on all this stuff full time, being intentional with my time is really important. And it's something that I know I really need to focus on. So I am carrying that through. So let's talk a little bit about this year. My word this year is growth. And it's funny because one of my closest friends from law school texted me right before the holidays and said, "Hey, what's your word of the year?" And I saw the text and I thought, shit, I haven't gotten to it yet. And I responded and I said, "I'm not sure. I think it's growth." Now, I responded with that like before I could even really think about it. Growth. That was the first thing that just came out of my mouth. And I think it's because that's where I am right now. I have a million plans for growing this business. I have a million plans for helping more stepmoms and stepfamilies than ever before. I'm clearly really excited about it if you haven't picked up on it. But I want to grow in every single area of my life. There are things I want to do in every single area. I want to grow in my faith. I plan to read the Bible cover to cover this year. I am using a friend of mine's brand new Bible in a Year tool. I will post it on social, and if you're interested, you can message me for details and I'll put you in touch. And I'm going to stay really engaged. I joined this year a Bible study for women CEOs, and it's a virtual Bible study. I love it. It's run by Krista Miller, and I'm going to stay as engaged as I can in that group. Faith is really important to me. I also want to grow in my relationships. Craig and I are in a great place. We have been for a long time. I mean, I think we have built a really solid foundation. And I talked earlier about how hard our first couple of years were. And they were. But we've always known we're in it together. And I want to continue to grow my relationship with him. That is my priority relationship. I am here in the step family because of my relationship with him. I think there are always ways to better prioritize your relationship. So I want to be really intentional about that with Craig this year. With my stepkids too, obviously. And also with my friends and family, you know, I mean, we spend a lot of time in Maine. So it's important for me to be really intentional with my friends so that I don't lose touch with my friends in Virginia or my friends in Maine. And family, obviously. Our parents are not getting any younger. Both of my parents turn 80 this year, so I want to make sure that I spend good time with them and focus on those relationships and with Craig's parents, who I adore. So, I don't know. Let's talk about it. What's your word for the year? Have you come up with one? Did you find you had a hard time narrowing it down? Let me help you a little bit with that if you are having a hard time. There may be just a couple of tricks that could help. So get a piece of paper and a pen. I want you to really think about a couple of things and just sort of write down what you're thinking as you do this. And if you are driving or out walking and don't have a paper and a pen, think about this exercise and go back home and do it. So think about what you want to do this next year. Is it exercise more? Is it to journal more? Is it to organize more? What are the kind of skills that are going to help you do that? I want you to write all these things down. Write down what you want to do this next year. Write down the skills that are going to help you do that. Is it that you need focus? Is it that you need boundaries? That's a big one for us, right? Boundaries is a big one for stepmoms. Think about what you want more of in your life. Is it peace? Also a big one for stepmoms, right? Balance. That's huge. How do you want to feel? Happy? Do you want to feel loved? Included, maybe. That's also a big one for stepmoms. I want you to write all of these words down, right? If those words resonate with you, or if you're thinking of other words, just write them down. It can be a list, whatever that looks like for you. What are your core values? Family? Faith? Maybe creativity? I want you to write down whatever words come up for you as you think about these things. Think about the, you know, what you want to do more of. The skills that'll help you get there, what you want more of in your life, how you want to feel. Write down all of these words. Once you get them on a piece of paper, you may see one on the list and just know immediately that that's the one. other words might come to you as you're reviewing the list, and you might know that that's the one. If not, let it rest for a couple days and revisit. You don't have to rush this. And it may not be like me, where you word vomit out the word that you want to use, right? It may take a minute to come up with it. But once you come up with it, think about that word and how it will apply to every area of your life, right? For me, with growth, that was an easy one, because I want to grow every area in my life. And there are different ways that I can do that. And I can come up with some goals, and I have come up with some goals for me to do that in every area of my life, right? So how are you feeling about all this? Are you ready to kick ass in the new year? I feel like I am. I feel really motivated this year. And it's not always like that, but I really do like kind of taking stock and looking forward and figuring out where you're going to be. And I think where we're going to be is a great place to be for step families. And I want you to go with me. I want to bring you along, and I want to help you as much as possible. So find me on social at Step Family Solutions. Follow me so that you don't miss out on anything. And head over to the website, stepfamilysolutions.com. I've got a ton of resources there, and bookmark it, because I'm adding more resources all the time. And if you enjoyed this episode, please head over to iTunes or wherever you listen and give me a rating, write a review. If you screenshot and send me the review that you've written, and I'll put a way to do that in the show notes, I've got a freebie that I'm going to send you. So get excited. I'm ready to give you all the things in 2024, and I can't wait for more of the Stepmom Diaries, more of the summit, more of the magazine, more of the membership, more of everything. Let's do it. Let's grow together. I will see you next week.
That's it for this week. If you've enjoyed our chat, I hope you'll help spread the word. Share this episode with friends and head on over to wherever you listen to podcasts and leave me a review. And don't forget, for more great stepmom content, head on over to thiscustomlife.com and follow me on social media. Just search This Custom Life on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest. Until next time, you keep being you, and know that we are in this together. See you here next week.